So you are in the class of God. Amen. No, you are not from Chipazi. Not from Mokis. You are not evolution. No. You are created in the image and the likeness of God. Scientists are still looking for the missing link. There's no missing link. I am created. You are created in the image and the likeness of God. God is a spirit, and he created you to be a talking spirit. Hallelujah. And he gave you the Holy Bible so that you start speaking the language of heaven. Not just only speaking in tongues. Do you know when you start eating the word of God, you start speaking the word of God, God will be honoring your word. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I want you to look at the scripture before I try and teach some areas of this, how to meditate on the word of God. Look at Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians 2, verse 5 and 6. Probably we'll stop at verse 7. Ephesians chapter 2. Even when we were dead in sins, has he quickened or made alive or made us together with Christ? By grace ye are saved. Everybody say amen. Amen. It's not by works, by grace ye are saved. Then verse 6. And has raised us. Is that written in your Bible like that? And has raised us up together with Jesus and made us sit together. Where? In heavenly. Is it written in your Bible like that? This is what God wants you to be thinking about. Not be worrying about how you going to pay my bill. Oh, my child is not doing well. Stop it. Think about what will transform you, what will bring the fullness of the kingdom of God upon you and upon your family. You are sitting now, in heavenly places, far above principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. Is it not written in your Bible in Luke 16:16? You will tread upon serpents and scorpions over all the powers of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Is it written in your Bible? For whom? For the angels or for you? And when we go start honoring it, it depends on you. As you stand on that scripture and proclaiming it and singing it and meditating on it, keep saying it, keep talking it, and God will see to it and it become a reality in your life. Hallelujah. Then verse 7. Oh, okay. Went to Luke 10. Is it 10:19 or 10:16? Oh, 10:19. Thank you. Okay. I wanted to see Ephesians 2:7. Ephesians 2:7. Now, this is what he says here. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. That is God's goal. Remember last time I shared something with you from Colossians chapter 1, verse 21, 22, 23. He said, ye that were sometime annihilated enemies in your walk by wicked works, yet now has he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy, unblameable, unrebukable in his sight. That is God's goal. For you to be like him in all ramifications. Not that I'm religious on one leg, I'm not religious on the other leg. No. It's not even religion. It's relationship. Hallelujah. At times, when I go to church, I feel I'm back in Catholic church because of what I see with people. You like me so far? I was an altar boy in a Catholic church. We see Latin, so I think we are in heaven. On Friday, we'll go for confession so that we can take communion on Sunday morning. Is that is Christianity? We brought it to Pentecost again. No. Drop it at the door. Have relationship with your Heavenly Father. Anywhere, anytime. Hallelujah. Let me run. I need to run. That's page number 4 on my teaching. Now, let's look at something. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Remember what the Lord told Joshua. He said, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Thou shalt meditate upon it day and night." Day and night is day and night. Do you know the same strength we use in meditating on our problems and crises? We should reverse it and meditate on the promises of God. The promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. The promises of God will enable you to be a partaker of God's divine nature. Hallelujah. Where was I? Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. I've already quoted it. But I want to lay emphasis on meditating. So that word meditating or meditation. Now, when you hear it, people are scared. I know some Christians are already practicing yoga. You are gathering demons. If you don't know, are you here? Yoga is dangerous. You blank your mind and you allow evil spirits to start coming in. That's what yoga is all about. Then karate. Oh, it's the same thing too. Poke my brother. Two of them are sleeping. Not sleep on me now. Hallelujah. I went to Nigeria in 2000. When my son came back home, he said the conductor ran away with his money, and then he now went to the front of the vehicle and heard, I said, "Are you into karate?" He said, "Yes, daddy." This boy, so gentle that even when his junior brother misbehaving, he would just be smiling. But now he's very aggressive. He almost killed his brother one day. I said, "No, there's an evil spirit attached." See, in yoga, in karate. Do you know why a skinny man like telephone pole like me can bring out a huge person? Because when you invite that God, evil spirit to come, nothing can move you. And they can knock down somebody. It's not good for children of God. I'm not talking about deliverance. And today I will talk about deliverance. There are a lot of things you need to run away from. Amen? Hallelujah. Yeah, if your children sign up for a judo class, then they withdraw. It's not good for them. Because very soon they will become very aggressive. They can even beat you up. You did that too. Hallelujah. Don't make them mad. So, meditate on the word of God day and night. Now, let's look, before my time runs out, Psalm chapter 1, verses, even the old Psalm is very good. Psalm. Psalm chapter 1. This is what it says here. "Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel or the advice of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seateth in the seat of the scornful, the mockers. But his delight is in the law," or the word of God. In the time of old, the word of God unto them was the law. Do you know in the New Testament, the word of God is law unto us? Are you married to Jesus? His word is law to you. That's why you go by what he's telling you. You are married to him. See, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. In his law doth he meditate day and night. Day and night is day and night. Now, let's look at, go to Psalm 119. I want you to see some certain things there. Psalm 119. There are different verses I want you to look at. See verse 23. Prince also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes, or thy laid down laws. You don't think or you don't meditate on what oppressors are doing to you in the place of work. Now, you work with some people. Do you know the Spanish people, they think they are more superior to us, because they are in between the white people. White people will do their, the Spanish people will do their. No, it's not them. It's evil spirits that are using them. Don't meditate on that. Meditate on what the word of God is saying. Don't pay evil with evil. Pay evil with good. Hallelujah. When you pay evil with good, you are heaping coals of fire upon their head. Now, that same Psalm 119, I want you to see another one. Because this was very important to them of old. They spend their time in meditating on the word of God. So, see verse 97. O Lord, I love thy law. I love your word. It is my meditation all the day. That is what I'm thinking about all the day. See, if you love the word of God, you think about the word anywhere, anytime. As you are driving, you are thinking the word. Because that's what he said again in the book of Deuteronomy. See, when you walk by the way, say, speak the word. When you lie down, speak the word. When you sit down, speak the word. When you are jogging, speak the word. When you are driving, speak the word. You are inside the aeroplane, speak the word. Why? God wants you to be saturated with his word, and that his presence will surround you. Angels will respond to the word you are speaking. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm trying to round up now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want you to see another one. This is the same Psalm, see verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. See, when you take in the word of God, that is what it will be in your life. Go to verse 148. My eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Why? Why drinking coffee to stay awake? Because there's something the word will do to you as you take time to meditate on it. That's why Joshua was prosperous. He obeyed what God told him. As he did that, he was a successful leader. You want to be a successful father? Meditate on the word of God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. No, don't bring tradition into the word of God. The word of God will not work. Father, husband, don't bring tradition. And I say, well, then they do it for my tribe. Mm-mm-mm. Love your wife. Amen. No matter her behavior, love your wife. Divorce is not the answer. God hates divorce. Why are you saying that? Is somebody planning to divorce? I don't know. I'm just going by utterance. Hallelujah. Because that is what's plaguing America today. No father in the house.
Only mama, mama, mama. Father put fear into the children. I remember when I left for America, children say, I'm going to call your daddy. I say, no, I don't call daddy because they know I'm a disciplinarian. Even the sound of my name, he put fear into them. The little one you saw here that day, Jubilee. He said, we are going to tell your daddy. He said, please don't tell your daddy. Don't tell my daddy. See, your presence as a father in a home play a vital role. And it brings the presence of God too. As a father, you are a leader. And they are watching you. Are you a prayer father? Your children become prayerful. Just last week, my senior son said, daddy, when you come this time, I will go with you where you are going to seek the Lord. I want to go along with you. This boy is 34. Is he 35 now? You want to go with me? And I've heard this boy teach the Bible. I said, my, my, my. This boy is better than me. Hallelujah. That is what you expect from your children. You want them to be better than you. Not oppressors. You want to be better than me? No, not here. No. Teach them to be better than you. And bring respect to your family. That you hear of them, you'll be proud. You will say, mama, that is my son. You rub your stomach. Hallelujah. Now, let's try and bring this to conclusion. There's something I want to draw your attention to. Meditating in the word of God will enable you to train your spirit. Take time. See, if your child is not doing well in the school, teach that child how to memorize scriptures. It will help that child to be in the top in the class. History will tell you that. That people, like there was one man who became a doctorate in the field. In the class, he was a dullard. He doesn't know nothing. But a born again Christian became their teacher and started teaching them how to memorize scriptures. That is what turned that young man's life around. So meditating is memorizing scriptures. Meditating is saying the word with your mouth over and over and over. That's muttering. Saying it in literature, you say soliloquize. As you are walking, you begin to soliloquize scriptures. What is it doing in you? It's building God's nature into your system. That will help you when you need faith. Because if you wait for faith to come when you are in trouble, it's already too late. But when you take time to meditate on the word of God day and night, when you need faith, you see, you rise up like a giant inside of you and speak to the situation, and there will be peace. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, another thing you need to know about meditating on the word of God, it says, instantly obey the voice of the Lord. Instantly. When God says something to you, do it. It will help you to hear Him clearer and clearer as time goes. After a while, you can know the will of the Father in all details of life because He communicates with your spirit, not with your reasoning faculties. So, my brothers and sisters, I'm admonishing you today to spend time with the word of God. And take time to think the Bible. And speak the Bible. Now this is not confession of sinner. It's confessing the word over and over and over again. Let's take for example. Okay, the scripture that comes to mind now is Colossians 3:1. We can even take it as verse 2, verse 4. But I don't have time. He said, if you be reasoned with Christ, seek those things that are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not the things on the earth, for ye are dead. Your life is hidden Christ in God. When God, Christ, who is your life, now your life shall appear, you shall appear with him in glory. Why did he say, seek those things that are above? We are seeking earthly stuff. When the brother will buy a mansion and want mine to beat his own. No, no. That is not what God has called you to. God wants you to seek heavenly stuff. As you continue to do that, remember John G. Lake, before he went to South Africa, God had already spoken to somebody to give him her house. I need to conclude with this one. There was one woman, a noble woman in the UK. And this was during the Spurgeon time. The woman who was serving this noble woman, and this noble woman was very rich, no child. And then she died. But meanwhile, he has already willed everything to the woman who was serving, who was her servant. And the woman who was serving did not know what was in that paper. It was just honorable certificate. No, no, that was a will. Do you know where this woman was living after the noble woman died? Was living what they call shanty town, a house made with cardboard. Here's somebody so rich, so wealthy, she didn't know it. That is some of us today. We are so rich, we are so worthy, we are still saying, oh God, help me. Oh God, I don't know what to do with this situation. But God said, this is the key to breakthrough. Now you prefer a shortcut. Yes, no shortcut. God will not give you any shortcut. You are going through that same narrow, rough, and rugged. Do you know, Spurgeon came to visit her one day, and he saw this thing, they framed it, and put glass on it, on the wall. And then Spurgeon said, please, will you allow me to check out this thing? I'm your pastor. He said, yeah, it's that noble woman that gave it to me. And when they checked it out, that is what the government had been looking for. This woman, she has been rich all this while, she didn't know. This is a secret. Meditate on the word of God day and night. You are so rich. God says, seek heavenly things. You are seeking at least stuff. The other day, they auctioned my stuff that are in the storage. Thank God my life is not based on that one. My books are stored up for years and they are gone. Would I be crying like chicken without head? Dancing around? No, no. The Lord will supply all my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where's the little child? Let that child come. Let me pray for that child. Let's stand up, everybody. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Say, I will take this step. Say it. Of meditating on the word of God day and night by the grace of God. Right from today, I will meditate on the scriptures. Amen. There's a turnaround for me. There's a turnaround for me. Breakthrough is coming to me. Amen. And amen. Is it this one or this one? This one. Father, we thank you for this child. We dedicate this child unto you. That the power of the Holy Spirit rest upon this child. That evil that is going on in the world, influenza, diseases, will not come near your dwelling. We immunize your body with the fire of God. We hide you. We hide this family under the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Lord, your word says all good gift or perfect gift is from above, from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. This child has come as a gift.
Lord, she will be a gift to her family, a gift to the church. She will not end up in another dimension like those, Lord, who are already gone. Father, let your hand rest upon this child all the days of their lives. I pray for these children. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we're going to pray. I want us to pray against the spirit that is going. There's a spirit of... Okay, some of you may not understand, but I'm not going to take time to explain. But I want to pray against impersonations. That's what the enemy is using. And I know it has. It's happening to me. I won't mention the name of the vessel he's using. It's not here. It's a Muslim person. Were married to a friend. That guy. I don't want to say much about him. But I want you to pray. Pray. Hallelujah. Father, we come against the spirit of impersonation in this church. Anything that the enemy is doing to discourage people from coming here. Father, we bind it in the name of Jesus. I say, go back to the pit you came out from. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Arise, O God, and let all your enemies of your congregation scatter. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Lastly, is anybody sick here today? Let me see your hand. Signify by raising up your right hand. Okay, please step out quickly. Step out quickly. The Lord is going to touch you. I want you to start practicing this too. When you pray, you wait to listen for God to speak to you. You will hear his voice. Start practicing it. There's a book written by Brother Lawrence, Practicing the Presence of God. When you pray, don't just pray. After you just walk away. No. You don't have regard for your daddy. Let your daddy speak to you. He will speak. Amen? That is how we operate as children of God. You are spirit people. Hallelujah. I want you to put your hand where the pain is. The Lord is going to touch you because it will take us time to start laying hands. Father, I thank you for these ones. Just say this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father, I stand in your presence. I've heard your word today. Healing is children's bread. That is what I'm asking for. Minister it to my body. I say to my body, pain, go. You have no business in my body. Jesus Christ bore my diseases. He carried my sins and pains. Right now, I believe I am healed. Right from the crown of my head down to the soles of my feet. In Jesus' name. Check. I want you to check your body now. Check it. Check where that pain used to be. Make something you couldn't do before. Do it. Hallelujah. Check it. Check it. The pain is gone. Hallelujah. 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 Give him a brand new heart. Brand new heart. I call it to be. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Rimana eka chukusikala. Vrukute rimuka eka buka telihaji sikla. Lihinuka eka chukusampiria. Rutuka adikishida bada. You are healed. You are healed. You are healed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. 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 Rustikla. Ribukutalaha. Move your body. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. It's gone.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Daddy, where is it?
Yeah.
I say, go in Jesus' name. Check it for me. Check it.
No more.
No more. What was wrong with your? Is it your throat? No coughing.
I command it, cease in the name of Jesus. Father, soften her throat. I restore everything in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I call for full restoration for this young man. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, doctor this body. Anything that came to your body unknowingly through television, Father, I bind that spirit. I say, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Where was the pain? Put your hand there. I speak to her womb. I say, peace in the name of Jesus. You are healed. You are healed. I say, peace, Lord, to the fruit in the womb. You grow and feed with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.